This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How can I live Ramadan year round? One of the most important things to keep in mind is that after Ramadan, pretty much the rest of the year, many people forget about the objective of Ramadan. So if you want to take some of the benefits of the Ramadan atmosphere into your life, there's no doubt that you have to go back to the objective that you were trying to fulfill in the month of Ramadan. What was the objective? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you may gain God consciousness, so that you may gain taqwa. How did we gain taqwa throughout the month of Ramadan, during these nights of Ramadan, and so on and so forth? We find one of the most important things very clearly is fasting. How many people fast throughout the year as a means to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a means to gain more taqwa throughout the year? So one of the most important advices, aside from the extra prayers, qiyamul layl, and aside from the routine of going to the masjid and the congregations, one of the most important things is continuous fasting. So you can find, for example, some people are fasting 3 days every month, and for them, this routine is bringing them back to the objective of Ramadan. You find others taking it a step further, fasting every Monday or every Thursday. You find some people fasting every other day, and so on and so forth. So the advice is, with your family, with your spouse, or your parents, or your friends, or just by yourself, try to go back to the objective of Ramadan so that you can increase, inshallah, in your God consciousness. The second point to help live Ramadan year-round is to return back to the dua that many people have abandoned after the last 10 nights. The dua that we hear of in every lecture and Facebook post and Instagram. What is the dua? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. We find that people are making this dua in abundance in the last 10 nights. But what about the rest of the year? If this dua is the greatest dua to make on the most important night of the entire year, the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, then shouldn't it be an important dua to make for the rest of the year as well? And the third reminder is, we find an increase in our Ramadan atmosphere, our faith, due to the knowledge and abundance of knowledge resources during the month of Ramadan. And many people don't realize or pinpoint that the reason they increased in their faith, in their spirituality, the reason they grew in one area or another was due to their knowledge. So go back to consistent knowledge seeking. Whether it's a book that you're reading every week, or a video series, or your local imam, somebody who's trustworthy, try to find some kind of consistent knowledge regimen so that you are growing in your faith and returning back to the atmosphere of growth in every area, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are always returning back to the objectives of Ramadan, and Allah knows best.